in this bulletin. The Northern Territory addresses vaccine hesitancy and complacency as a three-week-old baby is among the new COVID-19 cases. A new inclusive quit smoking campaign launched targeting multicultural communities. And in sport, the AFL vaccine mandate extended to all lower leagues in Victoria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New testing requirements are in place across the Northern Territory, with the government calling on anyone who has been in Robinson River since Thursday, November 11th, to get tested even if they don't have any symptoms. Residents who have been in Katherine since Sunday, November 7th, are urged to get tested even if they don't have symptoms. The Territory recorded 8 new cases of COVID-19 across 2 separate coronavirus clusters. One of the new cases is a 3-week-old baby girl. Chief Minister Michael Gunner renewed his plea for Territorians to get vaccinated.
If you waited because you didn't think COVID would get here, it's here. If you waited because you didn't think COVID was a serious virus, well, you're wrong. The virus has killed 5.1 million people in the world. I fear it will take lives in the Territory before the year is out. Please, please don't let it be your life. The vaccine is your best defence.
Victoria's Premier has condemned what he calls a small, ugly mob of protesters who threatened his wife Catherine and their children. Catherine Andrews has thanked people for their support in condemning threats to her family, tweeting, "We are reminded that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it." Protesters spent another night occupying the steps of the Victorian Parliament and say they will not stop until the government's proposed pandemic laws are scrapped. Mr. Andrews emphasised that he will stay the course and continue doing his job.
They are essentially attacking the safety of my family. Be really clear and hear this message. I will not be deterred from the work I'm doing to keep every family safe. And I wouldn't want the appalling, the disgusting and the potentially criminal behaviour of a small number of people to detract away from the amazing job that so many Victorians have done.
Quit Victoria is urging people who smoke to call Quitline to reduce the risk of developing chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The new information campaign coincides with World Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day. The disease is a group of conditions that limit airflow and cause breathlessness, with 3 out of 10 cases caused by smoking. Dr. Sarah White from Quit Victoria says multicultural communities are particularly susceptible to developing the disease because of the continued prevalence of smoking in the countries they come from.
Quite a few people with COPD have it as a result of exposure to secondhand smoking. So if you live in a country where people are smoking still in restaurants or around family members, for example, you're certainly going to see more COPD in those communities and cultures.
Quitline has a culturally inclusive telephone service on 13 78 48. They are multilingual, Aboriginal and LGBTQI+ specific Quitline counsellors available. To sport, the AFL's COVID-19 vaccination mandate will extend to its junior and state leagues in Victoria. The new policy will require all lower level tier players and staff to receive both jabs ahead of the start of the 2022 respective seasons. Unlike the senior professional level of AFL, the majority of people involved in these competitions are part-time and casual. The AFL is also urging South Australian and Western Australian competitions to adopt similar policies. And the Queensland government has boosted its COVID-19 vaccination campaign by bringing in the state's biggest sporting teams and athletes for this weekend's vaccine blitz. The aim is for people to get the jab and meet their sporting heroes. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk told Parliament that athletes spanning all sports will attend 100 vaccine school-run clinics on Saturday and Sunday. The teams involved are the Brisbane Broncos, Gold Coast Titans, Queensland Firebirds, Brisbane Roar, Queensland Swimming and Queensland Reds. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible showers 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy 28. Melbourne, showers 25. Hobart, similar conditions 16. Canberra, cloudy 23. Wollongong, sunny 23. Sydney, much the same 26. Newcastle, overcast 27. Brisbane, possible shower 26. Cairns, a shower or two 32. Darwin, sunny 36 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.